Hello again, everybody. I'm back with day two of, Octava 14. And these are two songs that predate me. And I haven't actually decided what the second one is going to be. It might be a piece of classical music if I've got it on my computer. But this one, I really love. It was written by George Gershwin for the musical Porgy and Bess in 1935. That's definitely way, 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 way predates me. But this is an unusual version. I don't know if any of you will have heard it before, by Sinead O'Connor. Now, I have not always been her biggest fan because she's attracted a lot of controversy to herself over the years, but I do love the way she sings this. It's from an album. I don't know if it's still available. It's one that my ex-husband used to have. It was Larry Adler plays the musical. No, Larry Adler. I don't know. It's Larry Adler, and it was various artists singing very unusual versions of songs from the musicals. I've got a couple of others. I haven't got the whole album anymore. I'll try and find out where it's from and put it on the end. But anyway, I'm going to play that for you now and hope you enjoy it. As I say, I'm not quite sure what the next one's going to be, but we'll see. There's a lot of feeling in this song, that's why I really love it.
My man's gone now, ain't no use listening for his tired footsteps climbing up the stairs. Oh, old man's sorrows come to keep me company, whispering beside me when I say that on mine working I are travelers journeying together to the promised land. But old man sorrows marching all the way with me, telling me lying all night long, oh, by me in the bed, telling me the same thing, morning, noon, and evening, that I'm all alone now since my man is dead. Oh,
Okay, I'm going to play another from the same album. I've actually looked it up and it's called The Glory of Gershwin. It was released by Mercury in 1994. I don't know if it's still available. And this one is, it's The Glory of Gershwin featuring Larry Adler. And this is a very interesting version of a very evocative song. I don't know when it was written, but again, probably 30s. I find it just a very evocative song. I don't know why. It's one of those songs, it's an old song and lots of people have covered it, but it always sends goosebumps down my neck, you know, down my spine. So this is a very interesting version. It's because often, I think it's usually, I've usually heard it sung by a woman, although I think probably originally it wasn't, but this is sung by Peter Gabriel.
There's nothing can harm.